And just before we do, let me remind you how happy I am to see so many of you on the screen every Friday evening, every Saturday morning. It's so encouraging to see your continued interest in the truth of God.
开始祷告之前呢，我想要表达一下我的这个特别高兴的心情啊，因为每个星期五的晚上或者星期六的上午都看到大家如此坚持啊，对圣经学习神的真理有如此大的兴趣，对我来说也是非常大的鼓励。
So let's bow and pray that the Lord will help us tonight.
我们一起低头祷告，求主今天晚上帮助我们。
Lord, we are so thankful for the Bible.
主，我们为圣经感谢你，非常的感谢你。
If you had not given us the written word of God, we would have no assurance at all of the ways and the truth of God for life.
主啊，如果你不是给我们这本写下来的神的话语的话，我们就对生活的真理和道路就会完全不知道该怎么做。
And we thank you for the promise that you will teach us the truth of God by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们也感谢您的应许，您应许借着圣灵的能力会教导我们这话语。
And you have promised not only to enlighten the minds of each who hear, but you have promised to give wisdom to the speakers as they explain the truth of God.
而且您不仅会帮助我们这些在听的人能够听得明白，您也能够帮助讲的人，让他们也能够讲出神的智慧。
And that is what we expect this evening. We pray that you will teach each of us through Eric and myself and others who will try to explain the truth of God.
主啊，我们这就是我们今天所期待的。也求您帮助 Eric， 也帮助我，还帮助其他今天也会分享您真理的人。
So we thank you for the promise that you will teach us and that you will change us if we respond, and we pray that we will tonight.
我们感谢您的应许，您说您会帮助我们，也当我们对您的真理有回应的时候，您会改变我们的生命。我们为此感谢您。
And we ask this all now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求以上这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless us.
Thank you very much, Harold. Now, in our study of the church, we have come now to study the government of the church.
我们在我们的教会这个系列的学习中啊，我们现在在开始讲这个教会的管制了，教会的治理了。
Last week we looked at the elders or the overseers.
上个星期我们已经讲了这个教会的长老，或者说教会的监督。
And this week we'd like to look at the deacons or the ministers or servants, as they're called, variously translated in the Bible.
那我们今天呢讲这个执事，或者有些圣经翻译版本把它翻译成仆人。
Now, I might just summarize the fact of our, what authority do we have?
我想要先概括讲一下，就是我们到底有什么样的权柄。
We know that all authority comes from God himself.
当然我们知道所有的权柄都是从神来的。
But he has given the Lord Jesus Christ to be the head of the church.
但是神把这权柄呢赐给了主耶稣基督，让他成为教会的元首。
So all authority comes from the head.
所以所有的权柄都是从教会的头来的。
But in the grace of God, he has given us the Holy Spirit to be our guide here on earth.
而且因着神的恩典呢，他在地上呢，他赐下圣灵做我们的引导。
And then the only authority that we have on earth is the Holy Scriptures themselves.
所以我们在这地上就是唯一的这个 不能说权柄，是这种权威吧，就是这个圣经本身。
And now, when Paul was saying his farewells to the elders of Ephesus, we read in Acts chapter 20 that he commended them to the grace of God and to the scriptures.
我们在使徒行传二十章里面，你看到这是使徒保罗在跟以弗所教会的长老告别的时候，他把他们交托给主啊。我们可以看一下使徒行传的二十章。
Acts chapter 20 and verse 32.
32节。
He's finishing his address to them, his final words. He has told them he won't see them again.
因为他告诉他们，这是他最后跟他们见面了，他以后再也不会见到他们了。
And they were very sorrowful about this.
那以弗所教会的长老呢，非常的忧伤。
But in verse 32, he commends them. Verse 32 reads, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and keep and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified."
使徒行传二十章的三十二节，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So the church at Ephesus, it owed its existence and its status to the apostle Paul, who spent many months in Ephesus teaching the word of God.
所以以弗所教会呢，是保罗曾经在他们当中教导他们好多好多个月，给他们立下了这样的根基和这个标准。
But they would have the word of the apostle himself as he wrote the letters. They would have the word of his grace. That is the scriptures.
这里面说他恩惠的道啊，就是指圣经，就是保罗以后会把他所教的都写下来。
That would be their only authority.
这是他们的唯一的权威权柄。
And so we too today, we have the word of his grace written down for us in the Bible.
所以我们今天也是一样，我们也有神这恩惠的道啊，就是写下来的这本圣经。
So when we approach the subject of government in the church, the only authority that we have is the scriptures themselves.
所以当我们去研究教会的治理这个话题的时候呢，我们唯一可以依循的遵循的这个权威呢，就是圣经本身。
And so that of course againis going to be our guide tonight as we look into the scriptures to concerning the deacons or the ministers, the servants in the church.
也同样我们今天晚上也是这样，当我们来学习教会的执事仆人或者工人的时候呢，我们唯一的这个可以依照的权威就是圣经本身。
Now turn with me to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1.
我们翻到腓立比书的一章一节。
Paul in his introduction to his letter to the Philippians, he says this, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, and notice who he addresses it to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi,with the overseers and deacons.
那第一章一节呢，是保罗向腓立比教会的人这封信的开头在问好啊。你看他是这封信是写给谁？他说，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。
Now notice two things about this verse.
这句经文呢有两点。
First, he addresses the saints, that is the whole body of believers in the church at Philippi.
那首先呢，他这里提到的是，这腓立比教会的众圣徒，这就是指腓立比教会的所有的成员。
He addresses them before he addresses the overseers and the deacons or the servants.
而且呢，他是先提到这教会的全体的成员，然后再提到诸位监督和诸位执事。
And secondly, we notice the word with, that is, the overseers and deacons are not over the church, they're with the church. He's addressing the whole assembly with the overseers and the servants.
而且他这里面看他用了一个连词是和众圣徒和诸位监督执事，这就说明监督和执事并不是凌驾于教会之上的，而是和众圣徒在一起的。
So every believer has an important part to play.
所以每一个信徒呢，他都有他重要的作用啊，他有重要的职责要发挥。
Now I'm going to introduce the subject of the servants or the deacons.And Mr. Summers afterward will be looking at service generally in the house of God for every believer, the application of service by every believer.
那我今天讲的主要内容的是执事，然后我讲完了以后呢 ,Harold 会就这个每一个信徒在教会里的这个这个普遍意义上的服事呢给我们讲解这方面的真理。
Now, God is a God of order.
神是有智慧的有秩序的神。
And therefore he has placed certain governing positions in the church of the most mature and qualified persons to do so.
那他在教会里面呢是摆放了一些专门的这个职分管制的这个位置，是把那个最成熟的属灵生命最好的人呢摆在这个位置上。
So the, first of all, the overseers, as we looked at last week, it's also, the overseer is synonymous with the elder we saw from Acts chapter 20.
我们上个星期呢是学了这个教会的监督，就这里面说的诸位监督。我们从使徒行传的二十章的已经分析得出，就是监督和长老呢是同义词。
The word overseer, it emphasizes the work of the elder, that is their ruling capacity.
那么这个监督呢是强调的这个是这长老的他的这个工作当中做管理的这个能力。
While the word elder emphasizes the maturity,of the overseer.
那这个长老这个词呢，它是强调这些做监督的人呢，他们的这个属灵的成熟度。
So, just a brief review of elders, before we talk about the servants or the deacons.
我们在讲执事之前呢，我们先简要的复习一下，或者说回顾一下这个关于长老的真理。
So in God's plan,He has entrusted the head of the church, the word of the head of the church, to spiritually gifted and qualified human leadership.
那么在教会里面呢，神是把他这个他的真理或者说他的话哈，是托付给那些在属灵上有这方面话语恩赐的人的。
And we looked at the qualifications of an elder.Or the overseer last week in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus chapter 2, or chapter 1, I guess it is.
我们上星期呢，我们学到这个关于长老的这个资格条件啊，是在提摩太前书的三章和提多书的一章里面都分别讲到了。
So, however, elders are never given the authority to create new rules or to change God's word.
但是长老从来神没有给他这样的权利哦，他可以改变神的规则或者改变神的话，没有。
But they are to be examples and teach nothing but the word of God itself.
他们自己呢要成为榜样，而且呢他只讲传讲神的真理而不讲其他。
Now, when we study the scriptures, it's quite evident that elders, they don't have all the gifts.
当然我们也知道，我们从圣经里看出，不是长老他们都有全部的恩赐的。
And they're not, you can't expect them to do everything.
而且我们也不能指望他们做所有的工作。
So, there are many other roles that arise in the church.That others should step up and fill.
那么这教会里面呢，就还有很多其他的这个角色呢，其他的这个工作呢，需要别人来补上，来填满的。
The three main roles of the elder, number one, they're to rule or guide the sheep in the ways of God.
那么长老的那个三个主要的责任是，第一个呢，就是他要管理而且要引导着教会的群羊。
So, this will involve a spiritual discernment and maturity to be able to say yes or no to certain things.
那这个就需要他们呢有这个属灵的辨识度，辨识力哈，能够在某些事情上说不还是说是。
They have to be able to search the scriptures to find out if some new thing perhaps may not be good for the flock of God.
所以他们需要认真的查考圣经，然后来判断可能有一些新的事情啊，到底是对这个教会的群羊好还是不好。
So, the word overseer itself means to see over or to ensure that the progress of the flock is correct.
那么监督这个词呢本身就有从上往下就是看的意思啊，就是确保这些羊他们走的这个方向呢总体方向是对的。
And they're not to lord it over or to be the big boss over the sheep, but they're to be examples to follow.
但是他们并不是因此就要成为辖管别人在凌驾于别人之上的老板，而是要做这个群羊的榜样。
So not only are they then, first of all to rule and guide the sheep, but they are to feed the sheep, the pure word of God.
刚才说的是第一个职责就是管理和引导群羊，第二个呢就是用神的话来喂养群羊。
And this may take more than one man. It certainly takes more than one man.
当然这个肯定不只需要一个人啊，事实上它是一定是需要多于一个人的才能完成这样的职责的。
Because the flock needs an adequate diet.
因为群羊呢它需要对他们有益的食物。
And it needs proper food, correct Bible teaching.
那需要好的正确的这个圣经的教导作为他们属灵的粮食。
So, this teaching is to exhort and rebuke the sheep in the ways of God with all authority.
那这种教导呢，也包括他们使用他们的权柄哦，来责备，来劝诫这个群羊。
In Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5,
彼得前书的五章，
we have.The admonition by the apostle Peter to the elders, what they're to do in feeding the sheep.
这里面呢是彼得呢对教会的长老的一些劝勉，他们应该怎么样喂养群羊。
So it might be good for us to read that portion to remind ourselves.
我们读一下这一段来提醒我们，应该是对我们有好处的。
The elders who are among you, I exhort, I, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd or feed the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.Not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
读五章的一到四节啊，我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
So elders areTo guide the sheep in the ways of God and to feed them with the pure word of God. But they're also to guard and protect the sheep from false teachers.
所以我们长老不仅要管理引导群羊，而且要用神的话喂养群羊。第三个职责呢，是要保护他们不要受假的这个教导的错误的引导。
There's many, many things that are taught that are not scriptural that the church is endangered by. The sheep are endangered.
因为我们教会的群羊啊，始终处在一个危险当中，就是被各种并不合圣经的教导所影响。
So an elder must be able to identify the false doctrine and then be able to refute it clearly.With the scriptures themselves.
所以做长老的他们有责任呢，能够去分辨出哪些是错误的教义，而且能够驳斥这些教义。
So now, as I mentioned before, the elders can't do everything.
我刚才前面也提到了，长老不能做所有的工作。
And there are many jobs within the assembly.That can be done by others as well.
那教会呢还有很多的工作呢是可以由别的人其他的人来完成的。
So God has given us another governing position in the church.
所以神也在这个教会里面赐给我们另外一个教会管理的一个岗位。
They're called deacons or literally servants or one who ministers, a minister.
这个岗位呢就是执事按字面意思来说呢它就是仆人的意思Sorry.
Now, every saint should be a servant, but a deacon is one that serves in a public way.
每一个信徒呢其实都应该是仆人，但是这个执事的这个仆人呢他只是在公开的方式在做仆人。
And so qualifications are given to those who would govern or serve in the church in a public sense.
所以呢作为执事呢圣经也给出他们的这个资格条件，因为他们是在整个教会在公众之下在公开的这个位置上做服事的。
Now, again, what is a deacon?
那同样跟长老的那个讲的这个点一样，我们先看看执事是什么呢？
And as I mentioned, it's just a servant who serves in an open or public manner.
刚才我提到了，他就是一个神的仆人，但是他是在以公开的这样的一个方式在服事。
Now the word in the New Testament is used in a very general sense.
在新约里面这个执事啊或者是 minister 这个仆人这个词呢是很广泛的一个意义，很普遍的一个意义。
For instance, a properly appointed civil official who rules in public affairs is called a minister of God.
那比如说他是管理这个一个普通这个公众的事务的这样的一个官员，他也可以叫做这个执事。
Yeah, turn to Romans chapter 13.
我们翻到罗马书的13章。
Where instructions are given to us, how we should respond to civilian authorities, civil authorities.
十三章的这一段呢告诉我们是怎么样去顺服这个地上的这个权柄的。
Let every soul, it says verse 1, be subject to the governing authorities. for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do not be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil.
13章从1节读到4节啊。在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善就可得他的称赞，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的。所以这里看到，就是即使在这世界上做官的也在这里也称为神的用人。
So in verse 4 we find the phrase twice over that the ruling authorities are ministers or servants of God.
所以你看特别在第四节啊，他这边两次的提到，就是在上掌权，在世界里掌权的，他也是神的用人。
So in the sense that God is sovereign and over all, and he can work through any system of government through the persons that are in charge of those governments.
这告诉我们神是最终掌权的，他是在一切的事情之上的，所以他也可以用着这个属世的这个官僚系统呢，也为他的所用，能完成他的旨意。
So the point is that the word deacon or minister is a general word. Doesn't mean to say that the government official is a minister in the church.
所以刚才他讲到这个十三章的这个目的，主要是告诉大家，在圣经里用的这个执事啊，或者说用人这个词呢，它是广泛使用的一个词。当然不能说这个官员呢，地上的这个官员，虽然这里也称神的用人，但不能说他是教会的执事。只是执事这个词呢，是用途很广泛的。
Again, in the 16th chapter in verse 1, we read about a sister who is called a servant or a deaconess.
那我们再翻到罗马书的16章的一节，这里面呢就提到一个姐妹，她在这里面被称为执事。
I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea.
16章一节，我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事。
So it's, the word simply means servant, and the Lord Jesus himself is described as the minister of the circumcision for the truth of God in Romans chapter 15 and verse 8.
所以这里面的这个执事啊，他的意思就是仆人、用人的意思。包括在这个罗马书的15章的8节里面啊，他说主耶稣也是基督为神真理做的受割礼人的执事。所以这里也用了执事，就是仆人的意思，没有什么特别的意思。
In verse 8 we read, now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant or deacon to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers.
我们把第八节读一遍啊。他说，我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话。
So he was God's servant to the Jews to confirm those promises made in the Old Testament.
所以这句话告诉我们呢，耶稣呢是神的仆人，是神的执事，是像这个是为了犹太人做执事的，是为了要证实神向犹太人的列祖所应许的话。
Again, so the word deacon in some places has the understanding that it's some kind of official position that puts them above other people in the church.
嗯，那有些人他会有些地方他会把这个执事的理解成为是一个官位在教会里面的一个职位是高于众人之上的。
But we've seen here in three different instances that the word is used simply as a servant of God himself.
嗯，但是你看，根据我们刚才查的这三段经文啊，一个是罗马书的十三章，还有刚才是十六章一节，还有十五章的这个八节，讲的这个执事就是一个普通的仆人。
Now, the name has come to be applied to the seven men who were chosen in Acts 6, verses 1 to 7.
嗯，在使徒行传的六章里面啊，我们看到这个执事这个词呢，也用在了就是选出的那个七个人去管理饭食的这个七个弟兄的这个身上，也用了这个执事这个词。
We'll read that for our context.
嗯，对，我们可以读一下这个上下文啊，使徒行传的六章。
For the sake of time, Yan Ling, just read it in Mandarin. We will follow in English.
Okay. Which verse? 1-7?
1-7, please, yes.
好，时间关系啊，我就直接给大家读中文了。那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人；又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加挪、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼哥拉。叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目增加的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Now, the actual word deacon or minister servant is not found in this passage, but it's a good illustration of the work that servants do.
嗯，那虽然在这一段里面啊，没有看到就是执事这个词啊，或者仆人这个词啊，明确的把它写出来，但是他们做的这个事呢，是给我们一个很好的范例，就是到底执事或者说仆人是做什么的。
And also the word cannot be restricted to just these duties. It applies to any form of service. That might be done in the house of God.
嗯，那当然，同时我们要注意，不是说这个执事的服事仅限于他们所做的这个领域，而是在神的家里各个方面的工作都可以由执事来做。
Now in verse 3, we find that the apostles appointed certain men because because they did not have, instructions of written down for them. The Holy Spirit revealed to them the proper qualifications that are needed for someone to publicly serve in the church.
嗯，那第三节这里讲就是徒们选出了七个仆人啊，虽然那时候还没有写下来的关于执事的这个资格条件是什么，这没有明确的写下来的圣经，但是呢，圣灵你带领他们，告诉他们做这样的服事的人需要有一些什么样的属灵上的条件。
And the qualifications for doing so, as we'll find out, are very, very high.
嗯，然后我们可以从第三节里面看到啊，就是他们做这个事的这几个人呢，他们的资格标准是非常高的。
There has to be characters, their characters must be on an equal almost to the elders and overseers.
嗯，他们的这个品格基本上是和这个长老和监督是同等的。
So, We don't have exact duties of the deacons anywhere in the scriptures.
Yet, 圣经呢没有任何地方清楚地讲到这个执事的他们的职责到底是什么。
Yet now we have their qualifications given to us in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
但是关于他们的资格条件呢圣经却是明确地写了那就是在提摩太前书的三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 8 to 13. And again, for the sake of time, Yan Ling, will you please read it in Mandarin and we will follow in English as necessary.
Okay, 时间关系啊我就直接用中文读了就是提摩太前书的三章八到十三节。做执事的也是如此必须端庄不一口两舌不好喝酒不贪不义之财要存清洁的良心固守真理的奥秘。这等人也要先受试验若没有可责之处然后叫他们做执事。女执事也是如此必须端庄不说谗言有节制凡事忠心。执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫好好管理儿女和自己的家因为善做执事的自己就 得到美好的地步并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
So the first qualification we notice there in verse 8 is that they should be reverent or they should be worthy of respect as the NIV puts it.
那第一个做执事的资格第一点呢就是端庄或者说呢他们的行为是值得尊敬的。
Someone who is not serious about the church and the things of God will not likely be able to have the confidence of those people whom he will serve.
那如果一个人呢对教会或者对神的事啊不是严肃认真对待的话呢这样的人是很难得着这个他所要服侍的这个会众的这个信任的。
Then the servant shouldn't be double-tongued, or the servant should be sincere.
另外一个呢第二个条件就是不要一口两舌就是他要真诚做执事的要真诚。
And they must be consistent.
他要一致就是言行要一致。
So, a servant shouldn't give one account of something to one person and then have a different version for others.
因为他不能说对这个人说一套然后对另外一个人呢就同一件事情又是另外一个说法这样不行。
They should be honest and straightforward.
所以他呢是要正直而且要诚实。
Now, especially,if the service involves the handling of funds, as we had in Acts chapter 6.
特别是那些要处理这个资金啊钱财的这个岗位上的这个指示呢尤其如此就像使徒行传六章里面管理饭食的这个岗位一样。
And then it's mentioned here about it should not be given to much wine.
那下一个条件呢就是不好喝酒。
You can't have confidence in someone who's intemperate or goes to excess.
所以我们对一个总是控制不了自己啊总是能够走到极端的这个人呢我们是不太容易有信心的。
Experience will teaches us that, going to excess or being intemperate, they're the enemies of being accurate and being dependable.
所以一个人呢做什么或者吃什么他都过量的话呢这个人呢就是很难让人信任就是也很难做一些负责任的事情你觉得他这个人不负责任不可靠。
It ruins their testimony and makes them unfit for service in the house of God.
所以这种喝酒过量的人呢就会使他们自己的这个见证啊做不好的见证也会影响神的这个教会的这个见证。
And then it mentions here that they should not be greedy for gain or for money.
然后下一个资格条件呢是不贪不义之财。
because a greedy spirit is a snare to a man.
因为一个贪婪的心啊，是一个人的网罗。
If a servant's heart is set on getting wealth for himself, how can he serve the Lord?
如果一个仆人呢，他的心总是想着他自己怎么能够发财的话，那他怎么能够去服侍主呢？
The kingdom of God and the Lord's people, they no longer have first place in his life, and work for God is then unacceptable.
那对这样的人来说呢，神的国和属神的子民呢，就不是在他心里最重要的位置了。那他所做的工作呢，就是神所不悦纳的了。
Also, the deacon or the minister servant should hold the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience.
下一个条件呢，就是要存清洁的良心和固守真道的奥秘。
Now, this is a kind of an obscure way of saying they need to know the truth, and at the same time they need to practice the truth.
这句话其实的意思呢，就是说他们需要明白真理，而且能够行出真理。
Now there were two men, Hymenaeus and Alexander. They both knew the word of God, but they kind of flirted with sin. That is with evil doctrine. Hymenaeus and Alexander. That's 2 Timothy 2:17.
在提摩太后书里面举了两个人例子，二章的十七节，就是叫徐米乃和腓里图啊。他们这两个人呢，他们是知道真理的，但是他们却没有照着真理去行，他偏离了真道。
Verse 17, their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying,The resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some.
我们可以看提摩太后书的二章十七和十八两节，他们的话如同毒疮，越烂越大。其中有徐米乃和腓里图，他们偏离了真道，说复活的事已过，就败坏好些人的信心。
And we know that where it came from, their doctrine came from ungodly lives. There we find in verse 16.He talks about ungodliness, and then in verse 19, he admonishes them, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
所以我们从这个上下文里面啊，从16节和19节里能够知道他们这个错误的教义是从哪里来的，就是他们这个不敬虔的生活当中来的。你看16节他说，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步，然后16节呢就劝勉他们，或者说是责备他们，说主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义，说明他们是不义的。
It doesn't say the servant has to be able to be a great preacher, although the servant may be a preacher, but it says that they must know the truth and they must be able to practice the truth.
那当这个条件里并没有说呢，一个做执事的他们要成为这个好的传道人。当然一个执事是完全是可以做传道人的，但是他至少呢，他即使不是传道人，他自己要明白真理，而且也能够照着真理去行。
And verse 10, back in 1 Timothy 3, verse 10, we read,
再回到提摩太前书的三章十节，
Let these first be proved or tested, tried.
这等人也要先受试验。
A certain level of maturity is needed.
所以对执事来说呢，一定程度的属灵成熟度是需要的。
And then it says, let them use the office, let them serve as deacons, being found blameless.
然后接着说，若试验以后呢，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事，做执事。
In another passage in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22,It says, do not lay hands on anyone hastily.
然后在提摩太前书的五章啊，往后翻两章，五章的二十二节，他这里面说，给人行按手的礼不可急促。
You know, we are all, guilty at times of being impressed with someone the first time we meet them.
有的时候我们见一个人的第一面的印象呢，有的时候就是不对的，会让我们犯错误的。
But the word of God warns us to be reserved in our judgment.
所以这里面神的话呢，警告我们，我们在做判断之前呢，要谨慎，要保守一些，留点时间。
Until by experience, the newcomer can be proved to be what he seems to be.
所以要留出一段时间，让这个刚来的这个人呢，通过他的行为来证明，或者是显明他到底是一个什么样的人。
Now, the next qualification of deacons or servants seems to deal with their wives. It reads in some versions, even so their wives should be grave or and so on.
然后后面这一节呢，谈论的是执事的妻子，就是在这个英文版本里面呢，讲的是就是妻子，然后我们在中文讲的是女执事。
However, we feel that the literal translation really doesn't support that, neither do other scriptures.
就是说有的翻译版本认为这里讲的是执事的妻子，但是呢从字面来说呢，就直译和包括其他的经文呢，没有足够的证据支持这是讲他的妻子。
J.N. Darby's translation is literal. And I looked up the literal meaning of the Greek, and he gives the literal translation.
然后达比弟兄呢，他的这个翻译这个圣经那个版本呢，是严格按照字面意思来讲的，是按照这个希腊文的原意来讲的。我也查过这个希腊文的原文。
So this verse 11, could read, women in like manner,must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things.
那这个希腊的原文的直译呢，就是女人，不是，就是指女人，也不是什么妻子，就女人也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。
The point is that the women here referred to are not necessarily the wives of deacons,but rather those who are themselves deacons, deaconesses, women deacons.
所以呢，这里面说的女人呢，不一定就非得指这个执事的妻子，而也可以指那些自己就是做执事的那些姐妹们。
Again, go back to Romans chapter 16, where we do have that very statement made by Paul in commending Phoebe.
所以我们再回到罗马书的十六章的一节里面啊，这个就是当保罗向罗马的教会推荐菲比姐妹的时候，他用的就是这个女执事这个词。
I commend to you, he says, Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant or deacon or minister of the church in Cenchrea.
就是我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事，或者说佣人，或者说仆人，这三个词都是一个意思。
And notice what her service was in verse 2.
我们来看看她这个第二节讲她的服事的内容是什么呢？
He goes with his, first with his, finishes his commendation of her. He says, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints,and assist her in whatever business she has need of you, for indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also.
然后他就说，请你们为主接待他，合乎圣徒的体统。他在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助他，因他素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
Is that not a description of a servant, a helper?
这句经文难道不就是描述了一个帮助人的，或者说一个仆人的这个角色吗？他所做的吗？
Now, what further strengthens this interpretation is the fact that there's no special requirements for the wives of overseers that are mentioned.
所以支持我们刚才说的这个观点啊，就是十一节呢， 应该是应用在女执事身上，而不是执事的妻子标准身上，因为一个有力的证据呢，就是长老的妻子，圣经也没有提出他们要符合什么样的条件。So,
however, there's no difficulty if it's understood that the verse applies to women who are serving the local church.
所以我们觉得呢，这个应该是应用在，可以应用在就是凡是在地方教会中做服事的那些姐妹应该符合这个条件，可以应用在他们的身上。Now
we have many women servants or deaconesses in our church.
我们教会，我们自己就十六届教会呢，也有很多的这个女的执事或者说仆人。One
of our important services is in the finances, and we have a sister that assists in looking after the finances and accounting.
那我们教会的财务的这个岗位上，一个重要的岗位上就是一个姐妹，她是在这个负责这个财务的记账会计的。And
what would we do without Yan Ling's service as a translator?
另外像我做的这个翻译应该也是一种服饰。And
so I don't think there's any difficulty in understanding that women are deacons in the church.
所以对我们理解一个姐妹可以成为教会的执事来说应该不是很困难的。And
then it goes on, the same qualification for elders, that they must be the husband of one wife, ruling his family and his house well, and so on.
那十二节呢，这里面对执事的这个要求啊，做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家，这个和长老和监督的这个标准是一样的。Now
the rewards of a deacon is twofold.
然后第十三节讲到的是做执事的这个奖赏啊，是有两重的奖赏。
If a man serves well as a deacon or a woman, they gain for themselves a good standing and respect in the assembly among the saints.
那第一个呢，就是他们在这个教会的众圣徒当中呢，得着了人的尊敬，而且有很高的地位。
That's in verse 13. Those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and a great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus.
13节，因为善做执事的，自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。And
so, the first, of course, they gain respect, and second, they get a great boldness in the faith. It builds up their faith as well as helping others.
所以这两重的奖赏，第一个呢，就是他们自己得到了人的尊敬，然后第二个呢，就是他们自己在基督耶稣的真道上大有胆量，他们自己的信心也得到增长，而且能够帮助别人的信心增长。Now,
with regard to the support of a deacon, I think the same thing applies as to elders and overseers.
那至于讲到我们应该怎么样的支持这个执事呢，应该和这个我们讲该如何对待长老的态度应该是一样的。Most
overseers and ministers in the churches I'm familiar with, they are self-supporting.
首先呢，就是执事呢，大部分我认识的执事，他们都是自给自足的，就是都是自己养活自己的。But
there are some who devote themselves completely to the work of the Lord, and the principle is that they that preach the gospel should live of the gospel.
但是对于那些呢，就是真的把自己全部都献给主的工作的那些人呢，他们应该是既是传福音的，他们就应该可以有资格靠福音养生。
That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 14, if you want to look it up.
哥林多前书的9章14节。
Even so, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel.
主也是这样命定，叫传福音的靠着福音养生。
So, in that case, the assembly may actually commend the servant to a particular work.
所以在这种情况，就全职服这种情况下呢，那个教会呢，又要把这个执事呢，就是任命他去做这样的一个特殊的工作。
So in closing my section now, I'd like to refer back to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1.
那我结束我今天这部分的时候呢，我们再回到腓立比书的一章一节。
And there in the second part of the first verse, we read that there are just three types of people mentioned being in the church of God.
在这一节的这个后半段啊，就提到了这个教会的三种人呢。
There are the saints put forth first.
首先呢，他把这个众圣徒就摆在第一位，教会的所有的圣徒。
And then the overseers, and then the servants.
然后是诸位监督，然后是诸位执事。
And those are the only three classes of Christians that are mentioned in the scriptures. No other.
这就是圣经里面提到这个基督徒啊，就这三类人，没有别的了。
There are no other special class of believers.
没有什么特殊阶层的这个信徒。
The apostles and prophets, they laid the foundation.They gave us the word of God. And now, praise the Lord, we have those scriptures and all we need is to study them and to obey them.
所以使徒和先知为我们立下了这个真理的根基啊，所以我们现在有了这个圣经，有了这个写下来的这个神的话语，我们所需要的就是认真的学习，然后顺服这写下来的这圣经。
But we must rememberThat whoever we are, whether we're old or young or men or women, every born again believer should in love serve one another.
那我们要记住的是，不管我们是谁，不管是年纪大的、年纪轻的，不管是男的还是女的，我们都要在爱里面去彼此的服侍。
Whether in a publicly recognized office as elder or deacon,We all have responsibility to exercise the gifts that God has given to us as members of the body of Christ.
不管我们是不是像长老或者执事这样有公开的这个服侍的岗位啊，我们都需要使用神所赐给我们的属灵恩赐，然后去服侍我们教会的其他的肢体。
Then I'll now turn the rest of the meeting over to Brother Harold, and he has some comments for us.
那剩下的时间呢，我们就交给 Harold 长老。
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Eric. That's a good overview for us.
感谢 Eric, 他给我们概述的讲了这个执事的这个真理。
Now, Eric has begun and ended with the simple truths in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1.
那 Eric 开始和最后呢，他都提到了这个腓立比书一章一节讲的这个真理。
There are three kinds of people in every assembly: elders and deacons and saints.
那就是在每一个地方教会里呢，就这三类信徒，一个是众圣徒，一个是监督，一个是执事。
Now the plan of God is simple. Every Christian.Is a saint.
那神的计划呢，其实非常简单，每一个基督徒都是一个圣徒。
Some people call themselves Christians, but they have said no. In order to be a saint, the church has got to elevate you to that position or you have had to do something extra special.
那有些人不这样认为，他说一个普通的基督徒呢，他需要做一些什么特殊的事，或者在一个什么特殊的位置，他才能被称为圣徒。
But that is a man-made suggestion that is not the truth of God. Every Christian is a saint.
但是这个说法呢，是人自己造出来的这个说法，它不是神的真理。每一个基督徒他都是圣徒。
And then, as Eric has pointed out, there is a very general meaning associated with the word deacon or minister or servant. That qualification is a general qualification.
刚才 Eric 也提到就是执事啊或者仆人用人这个词啊，它是一个广泛使用的一个普遍意义上的词。它的这个资格呢也是非常的广泛普遍的，是没有什么特别的。
And therefore, the simple logic is of scripture and the extension of this verse, every Christian should be a servant.
所以根据这一点呢，我们就可以知道每一个基督徒都应该成为仆人，都是仆人。
Every one of us should have some job that we do.
所以我们每个人呢，都应该有工作可以去做的。
And so the teaching of scripture, especially in 1 Peter chapter 1, but in many, chapter 2 rather, but in many other passages, the Christian is to be a priest. We believe in all the Christians are saints, all the Christians are priests, and they should all be servants.
所以在彼得前书的第二章啊，这里特别的有这样的经文讲到每一个基督徒都是祭司，所以我们可以总结每一个基督徒呢都是祭司都是仆人，都是圣徒。
Now as you study the logic of servants in the New Testament, you will find that there are a multitude of different jobs that the servant, the deacon does. Some of them are preachers, and the preacher has got to be a servant. But in the Old Testament context, the Lord's one says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. That would be a servant as well.
所以在新约圣经里面，我们可以看到好多处经文呢，讲到这个仆人呢，他都做了各种方面的工作。讲到呢是一个职责是仆人要做的。另外在旧约里面呢，给圣殿守门也是一个仆人要做的。
And so 1 Corinthians chapter 12 outlines for us the responsibilities that we have as members of the body of Christ.
所以哥林多前书的十二章呢，这里面讲到就是我们在基督里面，我们都是有是互为肢体的，有很多肢体，在一个身子里有很多肢体。
And we probably should turn to that just to get a couple of verses clearly in our minds. 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们最好呢读一下哥林多前书十二章的一些经文，让我们对这经文啊更清楚一点。
Verse 4 says, there are differences or diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
12章的四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
And the teaching then is that the Spirit of God has given to every Christian a gift that is and can be used for him as a servant.
所以这里的教导就是圣灵给每一个基督徒属灵的恩赐，他可以使用这个属灵恩赐呢做他服事，做他仆人的工作。
So we are all saints, we're all to be servants, we are all priests, and we are all gifted by the Lord to do the work he wants us to do.
所以这里面有每个基督徒都有四点啊，一个是我们都是祭司，我们都是圣徒，我们都是仆人，而且呢，我们都是神赐给我们恩赐，让我们能去服侍的人。
And verse 7, 1 Corinthians 12:7 says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for mutual profit. The Spirit has been given to us so that we can encourage one another.
第七节，圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。这个益处呢，就是互相造就、互相得益处的意思。就是圣灵赐给我们每个人，我们可以互相鼓励。
And then Paul goes on and says, each person is gifted differently, so that one person acts as a servant in this area, another one in that area. We have differences of gifts that enable us to do different service.
而且呢，我们每个人的属灵恩赐呢都不一样，所以有的人呢在这个领域服侍，有的人在那个领域服侍，我们都是用不同的属灵恩赐在服侍的。
So verse 14 reads, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not a hand, I'm therefore not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling?
14节到17节啊，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。若设脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。若设耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？
So therefore, the Lord has given to each one of us the appropriate gift in order to fulfill the appropriate service. We're all gifted to serve.
所以神圣灵是赐给我们每个人最合适的属灵恩赐，让我们去用这个恩赐呢，做最合适的服侍，让我们都能够做最合适的服侍的工作。
So back to Philippians chapter 1 then, and the question is, are all saints servants? Are all saints elders? No. Are they all deacons in the general sense of the word? And the answer is no.
所以回到腓立比书的一章一节里面，是不是每一个圣徒都是长老呢？不是的。是不是每一个圣徒都是那个公开服侍的执事呢？也不是的。
So the question then arises, what are the qualifications to be, excuse me, what are the qualifications to be a servant, a deacon, a worker for the Lord.
那么问题就是，如果作为一个主的仆人，作为主的一个工人，一个用人，他的这个资格是什么呢？
So when I wanted to get a job in industry, I went and applied, and people said to me, "What are your academic credentials? What is your education?"
那如果我去找工作的话呢，这个招工的人就会问我，那你的这个教育背景是怎么样的呢？
And I would say, well, I took this course at university, I graduated on that program, I proved by my education that I was able to do this.
然后你会说，我是在大学里学了这个课程的，我也毕业了，我是用我的这个教育经历来证明呢，我是符合这个岗位的这个资质的。
Other people would say, I should take this job because I've had lots of experience. I had this job, I did that, I did something else. I qualify because of my experience.
另外有可能有别人呢，他会说，我之所以觉得自己适合这个工作呢，是因为我做过这个工作，我的工作，我在这个方面有工作经验，我的经验证明我是符合资格的。
Other people, when they apply for a job, say, I have these natural abilities.
另外一个有些来求职的人，他会说，我有一些天然的这个禀赋。
They might say,
做这个工作。
They might say, I'm very athletic. They might say, I'm good looking. They might say, I know how to relate to people. They might say that I can get my own way. There's all kinds of personal qualifications that they could raise.
那他们可能会举出很多他们个人的这个特长啊，跟别人不同。比如说我长得好看，我擅长运动，或者我很擅长跟人交往等等，这些他的个人的特质。
Now Eric Peterson read for us and discussed with us the qualifications for a deacon or a deaconess as it is written in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
刚才 Eric 给我们讲了就是执事或者是女执事的这个资格条件，他的确是写在了提摩太前书的三章里面。
Do you remember what the educational requirements were that were listed?
那你记得这中间有讲过这个所需要的教育背景的这个条件吗？
The answer is you don't because there weren't any listed.
没有，因为根本就没列出来。
So in order to be a deacon, a servant, a servant of the Lord, even a preacher or all the other aspects, the first thing you have to do, you don't have to have the right education.
所以你去做一个神的仆人，不管你是讲道的还是什么别的岗位的工作，你不需要有什么教育方面的这个资格条件要满足。
Some people would say you can't be a servant of the Lord, you haven't been to Bible school.
有人说你不能服侍主，除非你是从这个圣经学校毕业的。
Some people say you couldn't be a servant of the Lord, you're a very, very young Christian, you just don't know enough.
也有人说你不能做神的仆人，你不能做神的工，因为你是一个年轻的基督徒，你知道的还不够多。
But that's not the teaching of 1 Timothy.
但这个不是提摩太前书教导的内容。
Some people would say, well, the only way you could be a servant would be for you to have a lot of good experience.
那有人说你要成为一个好的仆人呢，你必须得有很多的经验。
That's not listed as a priority either. It is true that you'll be proven before you get a responsible position, but anybody can serve. To serve at a higher level, you may need some experience, and that's why the Lord says that the deacon should be proven before he's given a high level of responsibility, but experience is not necessary.
当然这个如果你是像提摩太前书三章里面说的一个很高的这个重要更重要的一个岗位上的话呢，他说做执事的要先经过试验，但是你从一开始你并不需要太多的经验，你就可以做，直到你需要更多的这个更高的职位的时候呢，更重要的岗位的时候呢，你需要积累经验。
And other people would say, well, I would be qualified because you see, I have these natural abilities. I'm able to lead people. I'm able to speak clearly and I can persuade people. I can do this. I can do that. My natural abilities are adequate for the job. I would be a good deacon. I would be a good servant.
那也有人会说呢，我可以做一个神的好的工人，我可以适合服侍主，因为我的这个天然人呢，我比较适合带领别人，我也能够说服别人，我能够把一个事情清楚的讲清楚，因为我有这种天然的人的这个禀赋呢，我就能做一个好的服侍神的人了。
And that is not listed as a qualification either.
但是这也没有列在这个执事的这个资格条件里面。
So how could you summarize the qualifications that Eric has discussed with us?
那我们怎么样能够归纳出就是刚才 Eric 给我们讲的做执事的这个资格呢，到底是写什么呢？
The answer is very simple. You can be a servant of the Lord if you have Christian character. And you cannot be a servant of the Lord if you don't have good Christian character.
所以这个归纳起来很简单，就是如果你有基督徒的品格的话呢，你就可以做神的仆人了。如果你没有基督徒的品格的话，你就不能做。
And so as you go back to that list, you'll find the qualifications, and they all relate to your relationship with the Lord and your Christian character.
所以我们回去看这些列出来的这个资格条件呢，它都是与你和主的关系有关，也以及呢和你这个基督徒的品质品格有关的。
And it doesn't mean that you have had to have a good Christian character in the past, because people get saved from very, very bad character positions.
当然这也不意味着你必须在过去也有这些好的品格，因为很多人呢，他都是从一个很不好的、很坏的一个状态下得救的。
What it does say, though, is that having trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you live a Christ-like life. You don't involve yourself in sin. You don't get into questionable relationships so that you get a bad testimony. You have good character, not perfect.But your character is good, and therefore you can be a servant.
但是呢，你信主以后呢，你必须要过这个像基督一样的生活。你不能有这种令人怀疑的这种不正当的关系，就是你得按照这个基督徒的品格来生活。如果你具备这个条件呢，你就可以成为神的仆人。
So I asked myself the question years ago and still do today, and it goes like this. Why is not every saint an active servant?
我多年前呢包括现在我一直在问自己一个这样的问题，为什么不是每一个基督徒都是很活跃的在服侍主呢？
And the answer is twofold. Number one, some of them can't be because they have not allowed Jesus to change their behavior, their character.
那这个原因呢是两方面的。一个呢就是有些基督徒呢他不能做这个主的仆人，因为他不愿意让耶稣基督改变他让他远离罪让他能够具备基督徒的品格。
So these people can't be servants at a high level or at a very low level. They can't be servants because their character is not Christ-like. Can't serve in Christ's body if your character is not Christ-like.
那这些人呢，他是不具备这个资格，因为他们还没有这个像基督一样的品格。当然不是说你要这个完全的无罪完美，因为没有人能够做到，至少你是再这样去做这些人是因为不具备资格，所以不能做。
And of course, the other reason that all the saints are not servants is because they don't sign up for work.
那么另外一个原因呢，就是为什么不是每一个基督徒都在积极的为主工作呢？就是他们没有愿意投身到这样的工作当中，他没有去领工作去做。
In simple terms, the first group say I can't.And the second group say I won't.
那简单的说呢，第一群人就说我不能，第二群人就是我不愿意。
So now comes the very blunt and real question. Are you a servant? And if you are, what is your job?
那现在就回到一个很直接的每个人都要面临的问题了，就是你是基督的仆人吗？你做的工作是什么呢？
And if you say, well, I don't have the right qualifications because my character is not what it should be, then what are you going to do?
如果你说我不是基督的仆人，是因为我不能做，因为我还没有基督徒的品格，那你如果你是这种情况的话，你要怎么做呢？
Well, you're going to repent and you're going to say, Lord, I'm awfully sorry, but I can't serve you because my character is wrong. Would you please change me? I want to get rid of this sin. I want to stop that folly. I want to. And you say, Lord, would you please change my life so that I can be your servant?
那你需要做的呢就是悔改，你要跟主说，主啊，我现在还不能服侍你是因为我不具备基督徒的品格，你能不能改变我，让我远离这个罪啊，让我不要再犯那个错误，你改变我，让我能够具备基督徒的品格，让我能够具备资格来服侍你。
And in the other circumstance, you would simply say, Lord, I didn't sign up for work yesterday, and I didn't sign up for work the day before, but I want to sign up for work today.
然后如果你是另外一群不愿意做这个服侍主的人呢，你会说，主啊，我昨天没有去领工作做，我今天呢在此之前此刻之前我也没有领工作做，但是我从现在开始呢，我要到你这里去领工作，我要去服侍你了。
And so the Lord says in the book of Matthew, he tells the story about a man who went to work in the morning. And he said to his son, son, you go to work today in my vineyard.
那马太福音里面讲过一个这样的比喻，就是一个人他对他的儿子说，你今天要到我的葡萄园去做工。
And so each of us would say, Lord, that's what I want to do. I want to work in your vineyard. I would like to be your servant. I would like to be your deacon. If my character is wrong, Lord, I repent, change it. And if I've been reluctant, then Lord, I might not have signed up yesterday, but I want to serve you today.
就我们每个人都应该像这个原主的这个儿子那样跟父亲说，也是跟神说，主啊，我愿意服侍你，我愿意到你的葡萄园里面去做工如果我还不具备这个资格呢，我还没有基督的品格呢，求你改变我让我能够变得合格。那如果我是以前不愿意做呢，主啊，也求你让我今天就开始领工作去做。
But the next question, of course, would be, Lord, if you want me to work in your vineyard today, what do you want me to do?
那么下一个接着我们要问主的一个问题就是，主啊，如果你今天要让我到葡萄园去做工的话呢，你到底希望我做什么呢？
So when I was working, I used to work in the construction industry. We used to build houses.
我以前呢曾经也在建筑行业做过打过工啊，就是我们是盖房子的。
When I first started, I was only 16 years old, and I didn't know much about anything. I went to the boss first thing every morning. I said, boss, what do you want me to do today?
我开始打这份工的时候呢，才16岁，我也不知道该做什么。我每天早上就到老板那里去请示，说老板，你今天让我做什么？
And one day he would say, I want you to go and dig a ditch over there.
然后有一天呢老板就跟我说，你到那里去挖个沟。
And another day he would say, I want you to carry this lumber and pile it over there.
然后另外一天他可能跟我说，你把这些木头呢搬到那里去，把它摆好。
After a while I went to him and I said to him, what do you want me to do today? And he said to me, go ahead.
过了一段时间呢，我又去找老板说，你今天让我做什么呢？
He said to me, you don't need to ask me today, think.
然后他就说，你今天别再问我了，你自己去想吧。
Okay, and so instead of asking him, I had to think.
所以我不能再去问老板了，我得自己想。
But I'm not very good at thinking.
但是我不太擅长去思考。
So I said, all right, I won't think, but I'm going to pray.
他说，既然我不太擅长思考，我就去祷告吧。
And I said, now, Lord, would you help me decide to do the right thing today so that my boss would be happy?
我就祷告的时候跟主说，主，你能不能帮助我选择告诉我今天要做什么，然后我做的事的老板能够高兴。
So if you were going to sign up to work for Jesus, what would you do?
如果你已经准备好要为耶稣工作的话，你要做怎么做呢？
Well, you'd go to the boss and ask him what he would like you to do, wouldn't you?
那你不是也应该到老板那里去问他，他让你做什么吗？
Who's the boss?
那谁是老板呢？
Jesus.
耶稣。
Now, the 1 Corinthians 12 talks about members of the body. Where does my eye report? Who's my eyes boss?
哥林多前书十二章里面讲到这个身体有很多的肢体，那眼睛呢？那它向谁报告呢
？My head.
是向我的头报告。
Who's my ears boss?
那谁是我耳朵的老板呢？他向谁报告呢
？My head.
也是我的头。
Who's my hands boss?
那谁是我的手的老板呢
？My head.
还是我的头。
Who's my foot's boss?
谁是我的脚的老板呢
？My head.
还是我的头。
Why don't I fall over when I walk?
那为什么我走路的时候没有摔倒呢
？Because my eye sees where I'm going. It gives instructions to my feet and to my hands for balance, and I can walk because everything reports to my head.
因为眼睛替我看路，然后报告给。大脑，然后大脑呢给手和脚指示，让我能够保持平衡，这都是大脑指挥的。
If you're a servant of the Lord Jesus, who's the head?
那如果你是基督的仆人的话呢，谁是你的头呢
？Jesus.
是耶稣。
That's absolutely wonderful.
这是不是真的非常美好呢？
So in a big corporation, there's a chairman and a president and a vice president and a general director and another director and a supervisor and a foreman and the guy who does the job.
然后如果在一个大的公司里面呢，有董事长，有总裁、副总裁，然后总经理、经理，然后这个叫什么？这个工头，然后直到最后干活的人。
That's not the way it is in the Church of Jesus Christ. Jesus is everybody's boss.
但是在神的教会里却不是这样的，是因为基督是每一个人的头。
So don't we report to the elders?
我们是不是要向长老报告呢
？No, no. The elders, the word elder is in the Greek, episcopus.
那不是的，因为这个长老在希腊文这个词呢，它就是瞭望的意思。
He's the one who watches over. That's what episcopus means. To watch over. Over scopus watch. Episcopus. He's the one who watches over.
他就是那个看的人，就是从上往下就是做监督的人。
And if you're making mistakes, the elder will probably say, you know, you probably shouldn't do it that way. You do it this way.
如果你犯了一个错误的话呢，长老可能会提醒你说，你这样做不对，你应该按那样的方式做。
And he will make sure that we work together, and he will help and guide the weak, and he will give counsel to the strong. But we don't report to the elders, we report to Jesus.
那长老呢会组织大家呢一起做工，然后他要扶助那些软弱的人，然后他会鼓励那些强壮的人。但是呢，我们不是要向长老报告的，我们是向耶稣报告的。
All of which is absolutely wonderful and marvelous.
所以这一切都是非常的美好的、奇妙的。
So my question to you today is, what job are you doing for the Lord?
所以我今天给大家的问题就是，你为主做了什么工作呢
？Number one, get rid of anything that's a character flaw, so that you can serve.
那首先第一点呢，你就要除掉一切影响你的基督徒品格、影响你具备服侍的资格的东西，要把它除掉。
Number two, offer yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to serve you. I don't just want to sit and watch. I want to serve you.
然后第二点呢，你就把自己交给主。你说主啊，我想要服侍你，我不想只在那坐着做个旁观者，我要服侍你。
Number three, report to the head and say, Lord, would you please tell me what to do? That's what I want to do.
然后第三点呢，你就像你的头就是耶稣。基督去报告你说主啊，你想让我做什么呢？你想让我做什么，我就做什么。
Can you imagine anything more wonderful? Somebody says to you, "What is your job?" And you say, "Well, my job is I work for Jesus."
你能想到有比这个更美好的事情吗？那就是有人问你，你的工作是什么呢？你说我就是我的工作就是为主做工。
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
All right. Well, that's my comments following Eric's on the subject of deacons and servants. What a wonderful privilege we have.
这就是我。
Of the Most High God.
我对这个 Eric 今天讲这个执事或者说仆人这一讲的这个补充，我们能够成为那至高神的仆人呢，是我们多大的荣幸。
Very good. Well, Brother Carl, do you want to just ask the Lord to bless us tonight? So good to have been with you folk again tonight. See you all next week, if not before.
我们现在请 Carl 弟兄给我们做一个结束的祷告，求主祝福我们。很高兴今天晚上跟大家在一起，希望我们下周能够继续见面。
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this glimpse into your church, Lord. You are a God of order, and you want your church to function in the same way. Thank you, Lord, we have seen the duties and the responsibilities of the deacons and the qualifications they must have. Lord, bless us as we live and work and function in your church, Lord, and help us to show the wonders of God in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
主啊，感谢您今天让我们继续学习关于圣经的真理，然后我们知道了关于这个执事的资格还有他们的职责。主啊，帮助我们能够在您的教会里面服侍您，做我们每个人当做的事情。谢谢您今天晚上给我们如此的好的教导，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you very good.